That was a clip from We Are the Millers, and now I'm delighted to say that we are joined by the film's director, Rawson Marshall Thurber. How's it going?
It's going great. Thanks for having me.
Good. How are you enjoying London?
Love it. Love it. This is my third time here. I went to the Tower of London yesterday.
Oh, was that scary?
It was really interesting. I saw the Crown Jewels, which I... when I was with my fiance, I'm like, "Oh, let's go see the family jewels," and she laughed for about 25 minutes. And I'm so thick. I thought for some reason I thought the Tower of London was literally a tower. And then I show up and there's a castle.
Yeah,
and it was marvelous.
But to be honest, that's one thing I haven't done. I've done a lot of things.
But that's so interesting because like people from any city never go see the museums. They never go see the landmarks.
Well, this is it, isn't it?
Yeah, you should go. It's fantastic.
I will go, and then I might even get a job there as a sort of a ghoul or a guard. Maybe
good luck.
Good job. Well, thank you. So I'm going to start with what I'd say is a generic question, probably one you get all the time. But you know, what attracted you to direct We're the Millers?
Well, it was a very funny script. So the script was written originally by Bob Fisher and Steve Faber, and they had written Wedding Crashers. And right. they wrote this, sold this right after Wedding Crashers, so almost 10 years ago. I hadn't read it until about 2 years ago when a draft was sent to me that was written by Sean Anders and John Morris. And those guys wrote a very funny script, and I thought it was a clever spin on an old idea.
Cool. Yeah, fantastic. And... I mean, this is the film's obviously a big part of it. It's about the RV stereotype. Mm-hmm. Did you, when you were a child, ever go on RV holidays? Have you ever been amongst that RV?
never quite in genre. An RV, but definitely on road trips with sure. my family. You know, in I think station wagon or a minivan or something like that. So that was something we wanted to make sure we played with in terms of, yes, we're doing a family road trip. Comedy, but they're not really a family and it's not really a road trip.
Yeah.
So we wanted to make sure we had our jokes on that. So whether it was Jason slamming on the brakes and turning around to scream at the kids who are making noise in the back, or whether the family's singing a song together, or, you know, stopping for fireworks, or, you know, camping, we want to do our version of, you know, a father and son talk about the birds and the bees.
Yeah.
You know, we wanted to do our version of that, which was never quite straight.
No. Yeah. I mean, those are some of the great scenes in the film, which found very funny.
Thank you.
So do you think now the film's released, that border control are going to maybe think twice about letting RV families straight through?
maybe. We're trying to do our part. So hopefully it'll help help our border
security.
But
it makes sense to do it, doesn't it? I mean, it is the ideal way, surely.
I guess so. Bob Fisher, I was talking to him about this, and he said... You know, that he would go down to Mexico every so often on vacation, just drive down there because he lived in LA and it wasn't too far. And every time he would go to the border, he would see the same type of guy getting stopped and searched. And he thought, well, that's foolish. Why wouldn't you just change how you look? And I think that's where the idea came from.
Great, yeah. I mean, when sort of looking into the drug smuggling element, did you come across any sort of city stories, city attempts from the past?
I have to confess, I didn't do much research into actual drug smuggling and the methods. Sure. It was very cursory. But I hadn't. What was weird is I hadn't ever heard of anybody smuggling something in an RV.
No.
And then just recently, I think there was a woman who was in an RV with pot and got pulled over.
Really?
Yeah. Well, yeah, so life imitating art, imitating life.
Maybe where the Millers have already started.
Maybe we've already started to cause trouble.
You know? Cause trouble. Yeah, fair enough. Well, I looked into it. Someone tried to use an old cannon to sort of fire across.
Really?
Those before. Yeah, which is an interesting
thing. I think that, you know, it's I think when it comes to the drug smuggling trade, I mean, there's an old saying, you know, show me a 10-foot fence, I'll show you an 11-foot ladder.
Yeah.
And that's really all it is, build a better mousetrap, right? Mm. So it's, you know, helicopters, submarines, subterranean tunnels, you know, RV.
They're all there.
They're all there.
Yeah. Now, moving away from the drug smuggling aspect, because a big part of it is the sort of odd bunch coming together recreating the family. And I've got to ask, one of the film co-stars is one of Britain's rising stars, Will Poulter, who I thought was brilliant as you say, the adorkable Kenny.
Yeah.
How did you come about casting Will?
I'm glad you like Will in the movie. He's my favorite part of the movie.
Yeah,
he steals the show.
Yeah.
And I only knew Will's work from Son of Rambo.
Yeah.
But he was 10 years old and about 4.5 foot.
Yeah.
And Lisa Beach and Sarah Katzman, our casting directors, brought Will in. He's 19 now and 6'3 and a beanstalk, and I didn't even recognize him.
Yeah.
And he did the whole audition in an American accent, and then finished.